哈利路亚，大家平安。
哈利路亚 ，peace to everyone。
今天晚上的题目是“岂有我难成的事吗
？”And tonight's topic is there anything too hard for me？
我们每个人每天都要做很多事。
Every day we have lots to do。
有一些事情是容易的。
And some things are easy。
但是有一些事情就比较难。
But some things are harder。
比较难的事情需要多一些时间去做。
And the things that are more difficult require more time。
但是我们通常会拒绝做那些我们觉得太难的事。
And usually we will refuse to do the things that we think are too hard.
我们觉得我们没有办法。
We feel we can't do it.
不可能。
That it's impossible.
太辛苦。
It's too hard.
但是我们要问一个问题。
But we have to ask a question.
对我们来说是很难。
It's very hard for us.
对神呢？
But how about for God?
神怎么说呢？
What did God say?
神直接告诉我们了。
God told us directly.
在他来说并没有太难的事。
That in him, nothing is too hard.
不单只是没有太难的事。
Not only is it not too hard.
神最喜欢做那些最难的事。
God loves to do the things that are too hard.
神最喜欢帮助我们成就我们觉得很难的事。
He loves to help us accomplish the things we think are difficult.
所以他是难事的专家。
And so he is the expert of everything.
The difficult hard
of all difficult things.
那我们来从几方面来看。
So let's look at it from different aspects.
第一方面。
First.
我们个人觉得很难的事，神都可以帮忙。
The things that we personally think are too hard, God can help.
我们看旧约的创世纪第十八章。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 18.
第九到十一节。
First 9 to 11.
创世纪十八章九到十一节。
Genesis chapter 18, first 9 to 11.
我们一起读。
Read together.
他们问亚伯拉罕说：“你妻子撒拉在哪里？”他说：“在帐篷里。”十节。
Ten.
三人中有一位说到明年这时候我必要回到你这里，你的妻子撒拉必生一个儿子。撒拉在那人后边的帐篷门口也听见了这话。十一节。亚伯拉罕和撒拉年纪老迈，撒拉的月经已经断绝了。这里记载亚伯拉罕的故事。
And so here it records the story of Abraham.
神答应亚伯拉罕。
God had promised Abraham.
你听我的话，去到这个我要应许你的地方。
That if you listen to me and go to where I promised the land I promised.
我要赐给你很多很多的后裔。
I will give you many descendants.
是要从你的太太撒拉那边去得的。
And they will be from your wife Sarah.
亚伯拉罕就很听话，就去到迦南地了。
And so Abraham was obedient and went to the land of Canaan.
75岁的时候出发的。
He left at 75.
现在都快99岁了，都快100了。
And now close to 100.
他太太比他小十岁。
His wife is younger by 10 years.
也快90了。
So she's almost 90 years old.
这个时候他们早就已经放弃了有孩子的这种希望。
And so they had already given up the hope of having children.
但是神啊。跟亚伯拉罕显现。
But God appeared to Abraham.
以人的样子出现在他的面前。
And appeared as a man.
其中一个就跟他说。
And one said to him.
明年这个时候啊，我要再回到你这边。
The next year, this time, I will return.
你的太太啊，妻子啊，撒拉要生一个孩子。
And Sarah, your wife, will have a son.
结果他太太撒拉在后面，在帐篷那边听到了。
And his wife Sarah was listening behind.
就。有一种特别的想法，就是笑了一笑啊。
And she had a chuckle.
这里特别记载十一节。
Here specifically records verse 11.
亚伯拉罕跟撒拉的年纪都非常的老了。
Abraham and Sarah were well advanced in years.
怎么老了
？How old？
刚刚讲了一个99了，差不多一个89了。
As I said, one was 99 and the other 89.
对撒拉来说呢，这种年纪了，早就已经过了生育的年龄。
And so for Sarah, this is well past the childbearing years.
这里说了，月经已经断绝了。
That she had passed this age.
就是说了，已经没有月经了，就是已经过了更年期了。
That she had already passed this prime time.
这个 menopause.
This menopause.
女人更年期就不可能再生孩子了。
And so for a woman after menopause, they cannot have children.
就算你长得保养的再好，再年轻，但是你已经没有这种生理的机能了。
No matter how well you take care of yourself, you and try to preserve yourself, you no longer have the eggs.
我们看十二节。
Let's look at verse 12.
一二三，撒拉心里暗笑说：“我既已经衰败，我主也老迈，岂能有这喜事呢？”这里记载啊，撒拉在后面听了，心里面笑了，他没有大声笑出来，但是就是 这是笑了一下，怎么可能？开玩笑。
And so Sarah, it records that she laughed, maybe not aloud, but in her heart, she chuckled.
但是神知道，你心里面笑，你心里面相不相信，你心里面没有讲出来的话，神都知道。
But God knows, if you're laughing in your heart, whatever you don't say, God already knows.
三个人当中有一个其实是耶和华在亚伯拉面前显现了。
And so out of the three people who appeared, one of them was Jehovah, who appeared before.
就问撒拉了，你为什么暗笑呢？
And so the Lord asked Sarah, why did you laugh?
连心里面没有讲出那句话，他帮他讲出来了。
And he spoke out what she was thinking in her heart.
为什么说我既然年老了，果能生育吗？
Will I really have a child now that I'm old?
哇，那接下来就第十四节了。
So in verse 14.
在耶和华岂有难成的事吗？
Is anything too hard for the Lord?
这是我们今天的题目了。
And this is our topic today.
这是对神来说有太难的吗？
To God, is there anything too hard?
对，为什么撒拉会笑呢？
Why did Sarah laugh?
很简单，她笑不是因为很高兴。
It's simple. It's not because she was happy.
而是因为她不相信。
But because she disbelieved.
只是开玩笑。
She was just, this is just a joke.
不要拿我们这些老人家来开玩笑啦。
Don't joke. Don't pull a prank on us old people.
怎么可能？
How is this possible?
所以她笑不是喜悦，不是喜乐，而是不相信。
So she laughed not because she was joyful or happy, but because she didn't believe.
那你也不能怪她。
And you can't blame her.
虽然这个是3500年前，亚伯拉罕距离现在3500年。
And although this was 3,500 years ago.
没有现在的这种妇科啊、医学啊，没有那么发达。
There wasn't this advancement in technology and health.
但是他们也知道啊，我们这种八十几岁、快90岁的女人，怎么可能再生孩子
？But even they knew, how would an 80-90-year-old lady have a child?
这个不用医生告诉你，不用什么现代科学。
You don't need any modern-day science or doctors.
自然的环境来说，这不可能。
From natural environment, you already know this is impossible.
那不单是我老啊，我先生还比我更老啊。
And not only am I old, but my husband is older than me.
我先生都快100岁了。
Almost 100 years old.
他已经生育能力已经没有了，已经不在了。
He's already lost his strength.
所以他就觉得不可能。
And so she thought this was impossible.
不单只是难了，还是不可能了。
Not only is this difficult, but it's impossible.
但是神知道他心里面想什么。
But God knows what her heart was thinking.
所以神就问他，反问他一个问题。
And so God asked her a question.
你觉得很难吗？
Do you think it's that hard?
对你很难，对我会难吗？
You think it's very hard, but is it hard for me?
这个是值得我们思考的问题。
And this is a question worth us pondering.
我们人遇到一些问题的时候，都觉得哇，这个不可能了，不可能改变了。
And when we think of a problem, we'll think, well, this is impossible, it'll never change.
这个困难太大了。
This issue is too big.
这个不科学了。
That this is not according to science.
如果你看年纪、看健康、看科学，都不合逻辑了。
That if you look at age, at health, at science, this is not according to logic.
因为这个是不合乎常理的事情啊。
And because this is not according to experience.
但是我们要想一个问题。
But we have to consider something.
如果神只能做合乎常理的事，神就不是神了。
If God can only do what is logical, then God is not God.
如果神只能做到那些自然的事，那神就不是神了。
If God can only do what is natural, then He is not God.
神之所以是神。
God is God.
因为他可以做超乎自然的事。
Because he can surpass what is natural.
因为自然是他创造的，他当然可以超越他。
Because nature is what he constructed, so he can overcome it.
我们是大自然的一部分。
We are part of nature.
我们不能超越自己。
That we cannot surpass our abilities.
你老了就不能把自己变回年轻。
When you're old, you cannot turn back young.
死了就不可以复活。
That after you die, you cannot resurrect.
八九十岁了，过了那个生育年龄，你不生了，以后就没有机会生了。
80, 90 years old after menopause, if you haven't had children, you will not have children.
但是神可以超越大自然啊。
But God surpasses nature.
神也可以超越你现在的困境啊。
He can overcome what you are struggling with now.
还有神。就是专门也来做给我们看，他怎么样帮助我们超过我们的困境。
And so God will show us how can He overcome our difficulties.
所以为什么神问他，在神有难成的事吗
？So why did God ask, is there anything too hard for the Lord?
其实神要他重新来转目他的焦点。
Because God wanted her to change her perspective.
本来撒拉是看到的是自己老了，老公老了。
That originally all she thought was, I am old, my husband's old.
神要他说，你看我对你的应许，你要重新定睛在神跟他的应许上面。
But God wants her to turn her eyes to God's promise, what He has promised her.
直到你的眼睛转目回到神的应许上面。
Until you have turned your focus to God's promise,
你才会有信心。
Only then will you have faith.
如果你看的就是困难，你就会没有信心。
If you only look at the problem, then you have no faith.
我们看约伯记。
So let us look at Job.
42章。
42.
约伯记42章第二节。
Job chapter 42, verse 2.
约伯记42章的第二节。
Job chapter 42, verse 2. We'll read together.
第二节，一二三，我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能拦阻啊。这是约伯经过考验之后得出的结论。
And this is the conclusion that Job had after he came out of difficult trials.
神不单只是说难事他可以做，万事都能做。
Not only can God do the difficult things, but He can do all things.
对我们来说啊，难度有一到十。
And so if we rank difficulty on a scale of 1 to 10.
对神来说没有这个难度的问题。
To God, there is no range.
只有他要不要做的问题。
It's just whether or not He wants to do it.
如果他要做，就没有人可以拦阻他。
If He wants to do it, then no one can stop Him.
灵界、物质界都没有人可以拦阻他。
Whether there's zero possibility,
Spiritual realm, physical realm.
Whether in spiritual realm or physical realm,
你人可以挡住神吗？
Can any person stop God?
神要下雨，你也挡不住那些雨水。
If God wants it to rain, you can't stop the rain.
如果神不要下雨，你拼命弄那些东西也弄不出雨水。
If God doesn't want it to rain, no matter what you do, it will not rain.
神做的事情，没有人可以挡得住。
That what God does, no one can stop.
所以这个是我们要有的观念。
And so this is a perspective we must have.
所以在我们日常的生活当中
，in our daily lives,
我们一定会遇到一些困难。
We will face difficulties.
但是如果我们定睛在自己上面
，and if we look at ourselves,
哎呀，我不行了，我没办法了。
I can't do this. I have no way.
这我已经试过很多次了。
I've already tried this so many times.
我也没有才华。
I have no gifts.
我也不聪明。
I have no talent.
我也不没有这种能力。
I have no ability.
你定睛在自己身上。
If you look at yourself.
你都还没有开始做，你就觉得不可能了。
Then even before you start doing it, you feel it's impossible.
但是如果定睛在主耶稣身上。
But if you focus on Lord Jesus.
那就不一样了。
Then it's different.
刚刚所讲的那个故事啊，是3500年前，他生不出孩子，神帮助他生出应许的之子，就是以撒。
And the story we just read, even though it was 3,500 years ago, she was past the childbearing age, but God had given her a promised son, Isaac.
那我们今天个人来说，可能有我们自己的问题。
And so today we might have our own difficulties.
我记得有一个姐妹曾经她有见证。
I remember there was a sister who testified.
她主内通婚，结婚一年多了。
That she was married in the Lord for more than a year.
很想要生孩子。
And she really wanted a child.
就是生不出来。
But she could not.
所以就她去看那些生育的专家。
So she went to many specialists.
医生就告诉她，检查过之后。
And after examination, the doctors told her.
他说你跟你先生的这种情况体质非常的难怀孕。
That based on your husband and your condition, it is very difficult for you to conceive.
你自然怀孕的几率大概是1/4。
The chances of you naturally conceiving is 4%.
One out of 400.
One out of 400.
所以医生就说了，不如你们两个趁年轻啊，赶紧做这个试管婴儿了。
And so maybe it is while you're still young, you should try in vitro.
哇，他们听了这个就觉得很沮丧，因为做试管做人工受孕试管婴儿，那要花很多钱，又其实不是很合乎道理。
And so they were very distraught because one is in vitro costs a lot of money, and two, it's not quite according to the Bible.
还有很痛苦。
And it's also very painful.
为什么不合乎道理呢？
And why is it not according to the Bible?
因为你做人工受精啊，它不是只是做一个，它好几个受精卵。那后来这个弄好了，其他都拿去丢掉了。
And because they have to harvest multiple eggs, and so after they pick one, they throw away the rest.
那些受精的其实都是已经是个人了，是有灵魂的了。
But in fact, all the ones that they discard, it has already it has already given birth.
是人的嘛？因为受精那一刻就有灵魂的了。
And so because it has conceived, so it has a soul.
那就他就想说，但是还是很想当妈妈。
But she really wanted to be a mother.
那就一直祷告。
So she kept praying.
一直祷告。
And she kept praying.
有一次安息日，她听到你的时候。
And one time during Sabbath, she heard the sermon.
他就后来就向神祷告的时候，他就向神祷告。
And so when she prayed, she prayed to God.
神啊，你可以试孩子给哈娜，因为他想起圣经哈娜那个故事。
She thought of the story Hannah.
你可不可以试个孩子给我
？Lord, you gave a child to Hannah. Can you give a child to me?
那祷告当中呢，他就很感动。
And in her prayer, she was really touched.
恍惚好像听到一个声音。
As if she heard a voice.
说你所要的，我试给你。
What you desire, I will grant you.
哇，她就有听，好像有这种感动。
And she felt this movement.
过了几个礼拜之后，她身体状况好像有点不一样。
And after a few weeks, her body felt different.
但是时间又到了，要去做那个人工受孕了。
And so the time had come, and she needed to go see the doctor.
啊，本来要做那些治疗了。
Originally for treatment.
结果跟医生说不舒服，医生给她检查。
Told the doctor she didn't feel well. The doctor examined.
最简单的验尿那个试纸，哎，一看，哎，怀孕了。
And the most basic pregnancy test, she discovered she was pregnant.
医生还不太相信，你怎么可能怀孕
？The doctor didn't quite believe it.
啊，再给她验血。
And so he tested, blood tested her.
哦，真的发觉真的是怀孕。
And discovered truly she was pregnant.
然后跟医生说了，那现在不用找你了，我已经怀孕了。
And so she told the doctor, well, I don't need you anymore. I am now pregnant.
不用人工受精了。
She didn't need in vitro.
啊，就是神，你说人在人看来是四百分之一的机会。
In man's eyes, it's 1 out of 400.
可能还更低。
Even lower.
但如果神要给你，你根本就不需要找那些。
But if God wants to give it to you, then you don't need to look for all of these things.
如果神不给你，你去用那些方法也不一定有。
And even if God does not want you to have it, then even if you use the methods, you will not conceive.
所以其实我们生活当中有很多的事情。
And so in fact, in our lives, there are many things.
我们首先要知道，在神没有什么难的。
We have to first know that in God, there's nothing to hurt.
神的旨意不能拦阻。
That nothing can stop God's will.
只要他想不想做而已。
It's only if he wants to.
他的旨意是不是要给你而已。
Whether it's his will to give it to you,
啊，或者是你有没有他的得到他的喜悦
，or if you please him.
所以我们不要觉得什么是太难的。
So let us not think that anything is too hard.
啊，遇到事情就祷告。
That when we encounter something, let us pray.
啊，一切交托给主耶稣。
And entrust all things to the Lord.
我们的神是超过我们的困难的神。
Because our Lord surpasses any difficulties we have.
啊，第二点呢？
Second.
在这个历史上面所发生的事啊，神要改变历史也没有什么困难。
What has happened historically? If God wants to change history, this is not too hard.
人要改变历史很难。
If man wants to change history, this is difficult.
但是神要改变历史很容易。
But for God to change history, this is easy.
因为历史在神的手中啊。
Because all history is in the hands of God.
当时以色列百姓呢，他们遇到一件事情。
At the time, the Israelites faced something.
他们在历史的这个交接点。
They were at the crossroads of history.
我们看耶利米书三十二章。
Let's look at Jeremiah 31.
十六十七节。十六节。
Verse 16.
耶利米三十二章十六节。
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 16.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三。我将买契交给尼利亚的儿子巴路以后，便祷告耶和华说：十七节。
17。
哇，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地，在你没有难成的事。这里耶利米在祷告。
Here, Jeremiah was praying.
他一祷告的时候就先赞美神。啊，他说：“神啊，你曾用大能和伸出来的膀臂创造天地。”
Oh, sovereign Lord, you have made the heavens and the earth.
这里啊，应该没有什么难回的事了。
Then nothing is too hard for you.
为什么耶利米那个时候祷告呢
？Why did Jeremiah pray at this time?
耶利米他这个时候他的国家遇到一个非常大的患难。
Because Jeremiah's country faced a great disaster.
因为这个时候巴比伦王啊在围攻耶路撒冷，快要把他们攻破了。
That Babylon was surrounding Israel, Jerusalem, and was about to defeat them.
所以耶路撒冷快沦陷了。
And so Jerusalem was about to be destroyed.
就耶利米就祷告。
And so Jeremiah prayed.
啊，他先赞美神。
And he first praised the Lord.
有时候我们祷告也是一样，虽然你现在遇到的困境很大，但是你不要一开口就抱怨啊，要求这个那个。你一开口要先赞美。
And so when we pray, we need to be the same. When we encounter difficulties, we shouldn't start with complaining, but with praise.
耶利米一开口就赞美。
Jeremiah, when he prayed,
在你没有难成的事耶。
He started with praise. Nothing is too hard for you.
那如果你看这一段呢，他就告诉神了，为什么你没有难成的事呢
？And here Jeremiah told God why nothing is too hard for him.
他在数算神的恩典。
He started counting God's blessings.
他从历史的角度来数算神的恩典。
That from the perspective of history, counting God's blessings.
第一，他说神啊，你创造天地呢。
First, you have made the heavens and the earth.
有什么东西比创造天地还难？
Is anything harder than creating heavens and earth?
这从没有到有。
From nothing to something.
这个一般人做不到。
This is something we can't do.
从零到一，这个是人没有办法。
To take zero to nothing to something, this is something we can't do.
你从一到慢慢到二到三，慢慢增加，这个可以。
from 1 to 2 to 3 gradually increasing, this is possible.
但是我们知道零乘以零永远都是零啊。
But we know 0 multiplied by 0 is always 0.
你没有东西你怎么样生东西出来呢？
That if you have nothing, how do you create something out of it?
但是神就有办法。
But God can.
从没有创造出来。
From nothing into something.
因为神是零。
Because God is 0.
他超过物质所以他可以创造物质。
That he is...surpasses nature, all things, so he can create all things.
再来，耶利米说：“神啊，你以前在埃及的地的时候，显出十大灾殃啊，十大神迹啊。”
And so Jeremiah continued that when they were in Egypt, God created, conducted many miracles.
Ten plagues.
The ten plagues.
打击埃及人啊。
To defeat the Egyptians.
最后呢，第三呢，就是把我们领出埃及啊。
And then you brought us out of Egypt.
包括这个过红海啊。
Including crossing the Red Sea.
所以神啊。那么难的事你都做到了。
So Lord, such difficult things you have already done.
那现在我跟你求的事应该没有什么难的。
And now what I'm asking should be fairly easy.
这个就是先赞美神，先把荣耀归给神。
So first praising the Lord and giving him glory.
有时候想想哦，我们现在在我们面前的神呢，就是创造天地万物的神。
So let us consider that the God in front of us created the heavens and the earth.
你的问题，你个人的问题，家庭的问题，有什么比创造天地还难呢？
Which problems in your family is even harder than this?
但是客观上来说啊，现在的问题是蛮大的。
But according for this time, this issue was quite big.
我们看二十四节。
Let's look at verse 24.
耶利米三十二章二十四节。
Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 24.
一二三，看啊，敌人已经来到，主垒要攻取这城，城也因刀尖、饥荒、瘟疫，交在攻城的加拉底人手中。你所说的话都成就了，你也看见了。二十五节。
25.
主耶和华，你对我说，要用银子为自己买那块地，又请见证人。其实这城已经交在加拉底人的手中了。耶利米说：“神啊，现在看起来我们这个城要被巴比伦人攻破了。”
So Jeremiah said, "It seems like the city is about to be conquered."
这个叫做兵临城下，这是那个大军，敌人已经到门口了。
That the enemy is at the gate.
怎么办？
What should we do?
但是他说，你有办法改变吗？
We can't change. Can this not be changed?
在神啊，你有难成的事吗？
Lord, is there anything too hard?
这个神自己回答他。
And Lord answered himself.
我们看二十七节。
We'll look at verse 27.
一二三，我是耶和华，凡有血气者的神，岂有我难成的事吗？神又说了，我是所有有血气的人的神啊，在我来说什么难呢？
And so the Lord repeated, I am the God of all mankind. Is anything too hard for me?
神可以改变历史。
God can change history.
神所谓的改变历史不是让巴比伦人会马上离开，不是这个意思。
God changing history is not that the Babylonians will leave immediately.
如果我们看下去，读下去二十八节。
If we continue reading verse 28.
我们看二十八节。
Verse 28.
一二三。耶和华如此说，我必将这城交付加拉底人的手和巴比伦王尼布甲利撒的手，他必攻取这城。神的旨意已经命定了。
And so God's will has already been written.
这个不会改变的。
This will not change.
这是历史必然发生的。
That history will happen.
这是犹大人还有耶路撒冷一定会被巴比伦攻破。
That the Israelites and Jerusalem will be conquered by the Babylonians.
很快就会发生。
And it will happen soon.
这是我已经决定要成就了。
That I have already decided this will happen.
谁都改变不了。
No one can change this.
因为神要用巴比伦人来刑罚犹太人。
Because God wanted to use the Babylonians to punish the Israelites.
但是神的旨意有更难的事可以做得到。
But God can accomplish something even more difficult.
是什么呢？神的旨意很难的事是什么呢？
What is God's will that is so difficult?
神说：“我现在告诉你更难的事。”
God said, "I will now tell you a more difficult thing."
我们看三十三章的第三节。
Let's look at chapter 33, verse 3.
三十三章第三节。
Chapter 33, verse 3.
一二三，你求告我，我就应允你，将你所不知道又大又难的事指示你呀、啊。神告诉了他了，我现在告诉你一件难事，大的事。
And here the Lord says, "I will now tell you a great and unsearchable thing."
想都没想到
了。You'll never even think of it.
没有人可以做得到的。
No one can do it.
是什么？
What is it?
原来啊，我们看这个第三十三章的第七节啊。
Let's look at chapter 33, verse 7.
三十三章第七节。
Chapter 33, verse 7.
一二三，我也要使犹大被掳的和以色列被掳的人归回，并建立他们和起初一样。这件就是大事了。
And so this is a big, great thing.
这件就是难事了。
This is a difficult thing.
如果神只是说让他们去被毁灭，让他们被掳，让这个国家就消灭掉了。
If God said, "Well, I will let this country be destroyed. I'll let them go into exile."
那这个没有什么难。
This is not hard.
因为历史发生，很多国家都是被别人灭掉了吗？
Because this is just history. Many nations conquer other nations.
你看我们中国所谓的中国的历史，多少朝代都是被后来那个朝代灭掉的，是不是？
If we look at the Chinese history, how many dynasties were destroyed by previous dynasties?
很多民族，很多少数民族也是被其他大民族所灭掉的。
Many tribes and nations have been demolished by other tribes.
那被毁灭之后的文化，被毁灭之后的朝代，有办法可以回到自己原来的地方再重建起来吗？
And so for a culture that has been destroyed, is it possible for it to revive and come back to its original state?
按照历史学者的研究，
according to history,
如果一个国家被别人灭掉之后，超过200年的时间。
After a country has been destroyed by another country more than 200 years,
一个文化被别人的文化灭掉超过200年的时间。
That after a culture has been erased from by another culture for more than 200 years,
它不可能重新回到原来的地方，重新建立原来的国家、文化、朝代、语言，不可能。
Then it will never return to its original state.
通常都是被人家同化了。
Because it's already been assimilated.
你不要说什么，我们华人来这边，那孩子会讲中文吗？
Let us not say too much. Even for us Chinese coming here, can our children speak Chinese?
刚移民的时候，这一代我们当然会讲，我们的孩子可能就讲的半桶水了。
So of course,
竹星仔啊，他们说。
Us as first generations, we can, but then the second generation, they're already
两头都不通了，就叫竹星啊。
They're already one foot in, one foot out.
第三代只讲英文。
And then the third generation can only speak English.
除非家里讲中文，去中文学校，要逼着他写啊、读啊，不然的话，中文讲不到。
Unless the family is very strict, pressuring them into Chinese school and to read and write at home.
都不用了，不用两百年
了，
二十年、三十年就已经不一样。
They will not be able to communicate and don't have to talk about 200 years, even 20, 30 years.
所以犹大被掳了，这个城被灭了，怎么可能再回来呢？
And so for Judah to be destroyed, how will it come back?
但是神的计划就是这样。
But this is God's plan.
你们要先被毁灭。
That you will first be captured.
被掳到巴比伦。
That you will be taken to Babylon.
但是七十年之后，我要再带你们回来，跟起初一样。
But 70 years later, I will bring you back just like before.
在那边重建圣殿。
That you will once again rebuild the temple.
重建信仰。
Rebuild your faith.
还有第八节。
And verse 8.
我们一起读。
We'll read together.
一二三，我要除尽他们一切的罪。就是像我所犯的罪，又要赦免他们一切的罪，就是干犯我、违背我的罪啊，这个就是最难的。
And this is the most difficult thing.
原来最难的是什么？
What is the most difficult thing?
我要重新接纳他们。
That I will once again accept them.
虽然你犯了很多罪，
although you have sinned a lot,
看起来好像我不要你了，
and it seems like I do not want you.
看起来这些人好像没有希望，
it seems like these people have no hope.
但是在神没有难成的事。
But in God, is there anything too hard?
神说，我有主权，我可以怜悯，我就要怜悯他们。
And God says, I have the authority, I want to forgive them, I will forgive them.
把他们带回来。
I will bring them back.
哇，读到这里的时候非常的安慰啊。
And so when you read it here, it's very comforting.
今天最难的事是什么？
Today, what is the most difficult thing?
不是这个会堂拆掉，重新盖一个。
It is not destroying the temple and rebuilding it.
今天最难的事就是重建我们跟神的关系。
The most difficult thing is rebuilding our relationship with God.
譬如说我们自己跟神如果很疏远，
For example, if we're very far from God,
我们已经离开神了，
that we have already left him,
我们有可能可以回来吗？
Is it possible for us to return?
神会接纳我吗？
Will God accept me?
神会接纳你。
God will accept you.
有时候你看你的儿女可能已经离开了神了，
Sometimes we look at our children, they have already left God.
好像已经很久没有来教会了，
And it seems like for many years they have not come to church.
你怎么叫，怎么逼，怎么劝都没有用。
No matter how much you encourage them, you rebuke them, you nag them, it's no use.
他们还会回到神的面前吗？
Will they still come back to God?
你不要放弃，你不要灰心。
Do not give up, do not lose hope.
以色列百姓离开七十年的神都可以把他抓回来。
The Israelites, they departed for 70 years, but God can still bring them back.
神也可以成就很难的事。
God can fulfill difficult things.
但是有时候要一个人重新跟神建立关系。
But sometimes for a man to rebuild his faith with God,
通常需要发生一件事情。
Something needs to happen.
就是这个人要大大的受苦。
Is that this person must suffer greatly.
如果这个人不受苦，他可能不会回到神的身边。
That if this person doesn't suffer, they might not come back to God.
你看以色列百姓如果不受苦，没有那七十年在外邦受苦，他们会回来？
Let's see, for the Israelites, if they did not suffer in exile for 70 years, would they come back?
他们应该不会回来。
They probably wouldn't.
有受苦才会有反省。
Only when you suffer, then you reflect.
有反省才会悔改。
And only when you reflect, then you repent.
有悔改才会回到神那边。
And when you repent, then you return to God.
求神赦免他。
And you ask the Lord to forgive.
所以我们今天不要失去希望。
So today, let us not lose hope.
如果我们自己真的犯了错了, 远离了神了。
And if we have sinned and we have left God, we still have to come back.
重新跟神修补关系, 你有什么难的?
This relationship with him, because what, there's nothing too difficult.
只要你愿意, 悔改, 回到神的方向,
as long as you're willing that you repent and you return to the direction of God,
神都接纳你,
God will accept.
怕就是怕说, 你悔改一半, 要回去。
What you need to fear is that you repent halfway and then you return to your old ways.
或者是想回到神面前, 但是又不改变自己的行为。
Or you want to return to God, but you won't change your ways.
神就看你, 没有什么难, 你愿意做到, 神就可以做到。
And for God, nothing is too difficult. If you're willing, then it can be done.
因为这百姓, 神都接纳了。
Because God has already accepted these people.
但是你有真正的悔改吗?
But have you truly repented?
还有我们的儿女。
And our children.
如果暂时离开神,
if they have left God right now,
也没有什么难成的事,
this is not too difficult.
有一天他们会回来,
one day they will return.
不要失去这个盼望, 不要失去这个信心,
do not lose this hope, do not lose this faith.
啊, 那神是掌管历史的神,
God is the author of all history.
啊, 我们右边是历史书, History of the World.
And we're only the history book.
历史书里面有很多人,
in the history book, there are many people.
很多人名,
a lot of names.
哇, 有什么, 成吉思汗啊, 什么丘吉尔啊, 希特勒啊, 哇, 那些都是我们读历史都读到的人名。
And we read a lot of politicians and leaders.
好像历史都是人在写。
It seems like all of the history is written by man.
其实历史是神在写。
But in fact, history is written by God.
所以有人说 history 啊, 就是 history 啊, 这个 his 就是神。
And so people will say it's his story.
神在写历史, 人只是把它演出来而已。
God is writing the history and man is just acting out the play.
全世界的历史都在神的手中。
And so all history is according to God.
所以这个时候, 这个世界什么时候会发展到什么, 都在神决定。
So what will happen in this world at what time? All of this is in God's hands.
这两天的新闻, 美国允许乌克兰用他得到的美国的长城飞弹去打俄罗斯, 这个是这几天的新闻。
And so in the last 2 days, the states had allowed Ukraine to use their American long-range missiles to attack Russia.
俄罗斯都说了, 那我们很快就会把这个可能动用核武器来回应。
And Russia said, well, soon we might respond with nuclear weapons.
啊, 表面上好像是拜登跟普京之间的, 他们就决定历史。
And so it seems like it's Biden and Putin who are deciding history.
这其实神都在控制。
But in fact, all things are in God's
什么时候会爆发核子战争?
Hands. And when the next war will erupt?
什么时候会变成 nuclear war 或者 world war?
When it might come a nuclear war or world war?
神的时间没有到, 不会爆发。
If God's timing has not happened, then this will not happen.
神的时间到了, 你阻挡也阻挡不了。
And if God's timing has come, then no matter how you obstruct it, nothing will happen.
所以我们只是历史的一小部分。
It will still happen. So we are a small part of history.
所有历史都在神的手中。
All history is in God's
所以神要改一改, 神要 你以为这个方向吗? 神就往那个方向把人的历史拨过去。
And so we think it's going in this direction. God can change it to the other direction.
上两个礼拜美国总统的选举。
Just like last week, the US elections.
也是其实表面上是民意, 但是其实一切都是神在控制。
And it appears like it is a democracy, but God is controlling all.
对不对? 如果川普那个时候被子弹打爆头了, 那今天历史就不一样了。
If you can just consider if that one time Trump, the bullet hit Trump's head, then history
神,
would be different.
神就让他没有被打爆头。
But God prevented this.
还让他选上总统。
And he was elected.
那下一步会发生什么事, 没人知道, 只有神知道。
So no one knows what will happen next, only God knows.
但是这个世界就是往圣经所讲的历史的方向。
But this world is going towards what the Bible, the history that Bible says.
我们人的时间越来越少。
That the time we have is
short. 传福音的机会越来越少。
And the opportunity to preach is growing short.
所以赶紧信主, 赶紧做圣工, 赶紧归为神。
So we must hurry to serve. We must hurry to come back to God.
那我们也是个人的事, 也是在神的手中。 你人生的发展, 其实都在神的手中。
And so our individual development is also in God's hands.
有时候我们可以计划很多啊, 去哪里做什么, 一大堆计划。
Sometimes we plan a lot, oh, where I want to go, where I want to work.
如果神不给你做了，神挡你的，你是做不了。
If God obstructs you, you cannot accomplish it.
如果神要你做的，你就会很顺。
And if God wants you to do it, then it will be very smooth.
所以不是我们要，还是神要不要。
So it's not what we want, but whether God wants it.
所以我们个人要有这种观念。
So we need to have this concept.
每个人，我们的人生的事都在神的手中。
That every one of our lives are in God's hands.
我们来看主耶稣怎么讲。
Let's look at what Jesus said.
我们看马太福音的第十九章。
Let's look at Matthew chapter 19.
马太十九章二十六节。
Matthew chapter 19, verse 26.
马太十九章二十六节。
Chapter 19, verse 26.
我们一起读。
Read together.
一二三。耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的，在神凡事都能。”哇，这句话大家，我们再读一次，大声一点啊！这句要背起来，圣句。
So let us memorize this first. Let us try reading it together louder.
一二三。
One, two, three.
耶稣看着他们说：“在人这是不能的。”在神凡事都能，哇，这句话很有力量。
And so this is a powerful phrase.
这里主耶稣说，在人是不能的。
With God, with man, this is impossible.
为什么在人不能？
Why is it impossible with man?
因为人的力量很有限啊。
Because man's strength is limited.
但是在神，什么都可以，什么都可能。
God, all things are possible.
那到底这里是讲什么事呢？
And so what is God referring to here?
当然可以。指着很多事。
Of course, this can refer to many things.
可以指着你个人的问题啊，健康啊，什么问题神都可以帮你解决，是没有错。
It's true. Your difficulties, your health, all these things, God can fix.
但是如果你看上下文，这里是讲什么事呢？
But if you look at the context above, what is it talking about?
二十六节说，到底是在人就是不能，是什么事不能呢？
Verse 26, when God is saying that with man it is impossible,
二十三节那件事了。
It is in verse 23.
我们读一二三。耶稣对门徒说：“我实在告诉你们，财主进天国是难的。”主耶稣讲了这种事，其实是指着进天国。
So when Jesus is saying these things, he's referring to heaven.
进天国很难。
It is difficult going to heaven.
进天国难不难？
Is it hard going to heaven?
进天国比移民加拿大还难。
Going to heaven is harder than immigrating to Canada.
以前移民加拿大很简单。现在政府关门了，好像现在来就很难了。
Used to be very simple to immigrate to Canada, but it seems like the government has closed the doors, now it's difficult.
但是你说难还是有办法来。
But even if it's difficult, there's still ways.
对不对？你达到某一种标准，你有什么学历，你有什么钱，你有顾问帮你，你时间久一点，你还是用人的办法，还是可以来到。
If you have meet certain requirements, certain skills, you have the money, in one way or the other, you can find a way.
真的合法的途径没有了，非法的途径也可以来。
And even if you can't do it legally, there's always illegal methods.
听说很多美国的非法移民准备要来加拿大，因为川普要把他们赶走。
And I hear that there are a lot of illegal immigrants in the States who might come to Canada if the government chases them.
他们只要有办法到达海关。
That if they have a way to cross the border.
我报难民，我什么都没有。
And they reach the border and plea for as refugee status.
哇，加拿大就要给他吃了，给他住了，给他几年时间，等他排队上法庭。
And then the Canadian government then needs to put them into the system and give them X many years before they face.
很有可能还得到，所以来加拿大不是那么难。
And so it's not that difficult coming to Canada.
但是去天国就不能偷渡。
But going to heaven, there's no shortcuts.
你也不能说哇，我就先硬闯啊，先来了再说了。
And you cannot say, well, let me get there and then we'll talk about it.
我也不能找个顾问啊花多少钱啊就帮我弄去天国了。
And you can't find someone to that you can pay to get you in.
进天国很难啊。
To get to heaven is very
difficult. 为什么很难呢？
Why is it so difficult?
因为当时有一个有钱的财主。
Because then there was a rich man.
他来问耶稣怎么可以得永生。
He came to ask Jesus how he can gain eternal life.
这是第十六节到二十二节这一段。
Verse 16 to 22.
他问耶稣怎么可以得永生啊？
What must I do to get eternal life?
耶稣就问他了，你没有守诫命呢？
And Jesus asked, "Did you keep the commandments?"
他说有啊，我十诫都守了。
And he said, "Yes, all ten."
我没杀人，有孝敬父母，没偷盗，没有奸淫。
I didn't murder, didn't commit adultery, steal, honored my parents.
主耶稣还问他，那这样子你还缺一件事情，就是把你的家产都卖掉，然后分给穷人了。
And then Jesus replied, well, you're just lacking one thing, sell all your possessions and give it to the poor.
再来跟从我。
And then come and follow me.
哇，那个有钱的年轻人就 都没办法放下他的财富。
And then the young man, he could not give up his possessions.
所以就忧忧愁愁地走了。
And so he left in great sorrow.
所以主耶稣在讲这件事情。
And so when Jesus said this,
主耶稣说财主进天国很难啊。
He said, it is very difficult for a rich man to enter heaven.
不是说有钱不好。
It's not saying that it's not good to have money.
你钱越多，你要跟耶稣就越难。
But the more money you have, the harder it is sometimes to get close to Jesus.
钱多的人会靠自己的钱，放不下自己的钱。
Because when you have money, then you want to rely on money.
可能也没时间。
You might not have time.
也没有这种心。
Or you don't have the heart.
或者是放不下。
Or you can't let it go.
所以主耶稣说进天国很难。
And so Jesus said, it is hard coming to heaven.
财主进天国叫难上加难。
And for a rich man to enter heaven, this is even harder.
我们在座有没有财主？
Don't know if anybody here is very wealthy.
买会堂，买会堂就打电话给他。多要一点，但是我们埃蒙顿好像没有什么财主。
If there's someone very wealthy, then when we are buying the chapel, we can call them. But
但是也不一定哦，有人是隐形财主啊。
And but some might be hidden wealthy people.
有人故意开很烂的车，穿很烂的衣服，其实银行里面很多钱。
That they purposefully drive a crummy car and wear cheap clothing, but they have a lot of money.
但不是说财主就不能进天国。
But it's not saying that a rich person cannot enter heaven.
只是说是比较难。
It's just more difficult.
其实穷人也没有比较容易。
In fact, it's not actually easier for
穷人要为了打工啊，一礼拜一到礼拜天都要上班呢，可能你叫他守安息日，也大家没时间。
Because if you're poor, you have to work really hard, and so you might not have time to keep the Sabbath.
所以有钱人也难，穷人也难，那谁可以进天国？
So it's hard for a rich person, it's hard for a poor person. So who can enter heaven?
主耶稣说了，在人是不能的。
What Jesus says, with man, it is impossible.
哇，你靠自己的力量啊，你要改变自己啊，很难啊。
That if you rely on your own strength and you want to change, it cannot be done.
不管你是有钱人，你是穷人，你靠自己，你就不能走这条路。
Doesn't matter if you're rich or you're poor. If you rely on yourself, you cannot walk this path.
我们的教会也有很多穷人信徒都跑掉的啊，为了这个物质啊，受洗之后就跑掉了。非洲也很多啊。
We have a lot of members who, after they were baptized, even though they were poor, they left the faith.
也有很多有钱的信徒发了达了就不来教会的，也有啊。
And also a lot of members that after they become prosperous, they also stop coming.
但是这个都不是关键。
So this is not the concept.
关键是你要靠神。
What is important is do you rely on God?
你要谦卑。
That you are you humble?
如果神家里有钱，你就捐多一点。
不要顾着
买着那些跑车、游艇啊，去自己玩啊。
Then you can give more. Don't just focus on buying new toys or going to play.
你有钱，你就把这个钱用在教会上面发展圣工。
That if you have the money, then put it onto church and advance the church work.
生活过得简单，当个隐形富豪也不错。
That if you live a simple life, this is also not bad.
如果你很穷，我们也是接受。
And if you're really poor, we also accept.
这是盼望天国。
That we look towards heaven.
你一直靠神了，就可以了。
And then as long as you keep relying on God, this is possible.
所以第二十六节就是讲这个。
So this is what verse 26 is.
有什么是最难的事呢？
What is the hardest thing?
最难的事就是得救。
The hardest thing is salvation.
因为从你信受洗那一天到你断气离开世界那一天。
Because from the time you are baptized until the time you breathe your last.
你中间这个几十年
，this time period of a decade，
要一直守住道理。
You must keep the commandments，
尤其是最后那个阶段最重要。
Especially at the last stage，
有一些年轻的时候很热心。
Some were very fervent in their youth，
到老了就不来教会了， but、离开神。
When they are older, they leave church. They grow far from.
那你前面那些热心啊、侍奉啊，都归零了，没有意思的。
Then all your zeal, all your servitude, before has come to nothing.
所以一直要靠神呢，走到最后。
So you have to rely on God all the way to the end.
在人是不能的。
What is impossible with man?
在神就可能。
Is possible with God.
所以每一次有一个信徒，如果能够在主里面。我们帮他办丧礼，这个信徒是到最后都有守道理，没有离开神的。
So whenever we hold a funeral for a member who has kept the faith,
这个就是他胜利了，得胜了，毕业了。
This is their victory when they have graduated.
所以其实基督徒的丧礼哦，没有什么好伤心。
And so a funeral for a Christian, this is not a sad thing.
我们会不舍得，但是不是伤心。
We will miss them, but we are not sorrowful.
真正在基督里面的离开。世界的就是得胜的基督徒。
That the Christians who have left, who have died in the faith, these are they are victorious.
所以在神凡事都能。
And so in God, all things are possible.
那教会的圣工也是一样。
And it's the same for the church work.
我们今天教会的圣工有时候说，哇，你要做这件事情好像好难哦。
And sometimes we look at the work of the church and we think, well, if you want to do this, this is impossible.
你要去传福音，哪里找人啊？
You want to preach, where are you going to find the people?
教会那么软弱，怎么可以再把它弄火热起来啊？
The church is so weak, how are you going to stroke up the seal?
你不用想那么多，这跟你的力量一点关系都没有。
You don't have to think so much. This has nothing to do with your strength.
你只需要跪下去好好祷告，很多人跪下去一起好好祷告，让神来动。
That as long as you kneel down and you pray well, that many people kneel down and pray, God will work.
那教会的发展也是一样啊。
And the church development is the same.
我们看这个撒加利亚书第四章第六节。
Let's look at Zechariah, chapter 6.
四章六节。
Chapter 4, verse 6.
撒加利亚四章六节。
Zechariah chapter 4, verse 6.
我们真耶稣教会最喜欢用这节经节来鼓励自己。
We love using this verse to encourage us.
我们一起读。
Let's read together.
一二三，他对我说，这是耶和华指示所罗巴伯的，万军之耶和华说，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，乃是依靠我的灵，方能成事。这是当时候以色列百姓经过七十年回到耶路撒冷要重建圣殿了。
And this is for the Israelites after they have been exiled for 70 years, they want to return and rebuild the temple.
盖了一个挖了一个洞，这是一个根基之后就停了。
That after they've dug the hole, then the work has stopped.
因为政府要他停。
Because the government ordered them to.
为什么政府让他停呢？
Why did the government order them to?
因为那些外邦人呢、啊，去阻止他们告政府。
Because the Gentiles, they came and stopped them and told the government.
一停就停了十几年了。
And so once they stopped for several tens years.
差不多十五十六年了。
So almost 15 or 16 years.
大家的心都冷掉了。
And so everyone's faith had grown cold.
又没有信心。
And they didn't have faith.
又没钱。
They didn't have the money.
什么都做不了。
They couldn't do anything.
但是先知鼓励他们。
But the prophet encouraged them.
这神跟这个省长，就是所罗巴伯，就是当时省长。
And so God had told the governor,
Zerubbabel.
Zerubbabel. Zerubbabel.
神说啊，不是靠你的力量了。
Not by your might.
也不是靠你的专业才能
了。Nor by your power.
势力就是你认识政府的人啊，或是内部跟他们有关系啊。
So it's not that who you know and whether you know the government officials and can brown nose with them.
我们华人有句话吗？有关系就没关系，没关系就有关系。这个很难翻啊，在中国做事听说就是这样啊，没关系就有关系。你跟别人没有关系，你就做不起来。
And so it's all about who you know.
对了，翻译很好，一句就搞定了啊。对不对？但是神说啊，不是靠你的 connection 啊。
So it's not about your connections.
神也说啊，不是靠你的 expertise 啊，不是说哎，我是会计师啊，我是建筑师啊，我是什么师啊。
It's not about your expertise that I am the accountant or the engineer.
有人说盖房子等肯定要建筑师啊。
And so some people will say, well, if we build the house, we have to have an architect.
要筹款，肯定要会计师啊。
And of course, if we want to fundraise, we have to have an accountant.
反正做什么事就请什么师出来啊。
And whatever we do, we need a specialist.
要选什么人，就是跟他的背景要选他们啊。
And whatever we choose, we should choose according to their background.
有这些人当然好。
Of course, it's good if we have these people.
但是神说，关键不是你什么师什么师。
But the Lord says the concept is not what expertise you have.
那关键是什么呢？
What is the concept?
这里神讲了，关键是我的灵啊。
It is my spirit.
哇，这句话很有力量。关键是我的灵。
The point is whether you have my spirit.
这个世界是怎么样出来的
？How did this world be created?
这个世界是神的灵命令有就有了。
This world was created. The Lord's spirit said, commanded.
神的灵就是神的话。
And God's spirit is God's word.
神讲出来，这个就有了。
If when God speaks, then it happens.
所以神要告诉省长，不是靠你，是靠我。
And so God wanted the people to know it's not according to the governor, it's according to me.
你们是辅助，你们是跟在后面而已。
That you are only supporting, you are following behind.
所以我们今天也是一样。
And so today we are the same.
我们教会的圣工，尤其是我们现在要拓展教会，要买新会堂。
That for the work of the church, especially right now, we want to expand.
我们一定会遇到很多困难。
Of course, we'll face many difficulties.
要怎么办？
What should we do?
要买耶！我们这个药还没卖掉。
We need to buy, but we haven't sold this one.
表面看来又欠那么多钱。
And then we're gonna owe so much money.
我们人也不是特别多，不是有几百人。
And we don't have that many people.
我们就五六十个人。
We only have 50, 60 people.
那怎么办
？So what should we do？
有一些我们的收入也不是每一个人都是很高收入。
And not all of us have a lot of income。
啊，那怎么办
？So what should we do？
我们不能想那么多。
We cannot think that much。
如果这是神要我们做的。
If this is what God wants us to do。
如果这个是神要预备的。
If this is what God prepared。
如果这个地方就是看起来是为了教会将来的发展的需要的。
And if this is according to the needs of the church development,
那可神就会自己会预备。
Then God will prepare.
我们的所做的就是依靠神的灵。
What we need to do is rely on the Spirit.
好好祷告。
To pray well.
像这个本乃比教会就是这样。
And just like Burnaby Church.
本乃比教会在2019年的时候还在寻找会堂。
That in 2019, Burnaby Church was still looking for a church.
那个时候都不知道哪里有会堂卖。
And they didn't know where it was selling.
因为市场上很少会堂拿出来卖。
Because on the market, there were very few churches.
那个时候温哥华教会已经空间不够了。
And there wasn't enough room in Vancouver Church.
已经300人了。
There were already more than 300 people.
在温哥华教会那个小小地方，吃饭的地方也不够，大家每次吃饭都要抢位置。
And so the little dining hall, everyone had to fight for seats.
有一些人一来到，不是去会堂聚会，先到下面占个位置。
And some people
会堂那个外套啦、包包啊，先站着等。
They didn't come first to the chapel. They went to the dining halls to claim their seats.
这样不是很好，但是你不站就没有自己理想的位置。
This wasn't very good, but if you didn't take the spot, then you'd have no spot.
停车位也不够啊，乱停啊，邻居都 complain 啊。
And there wasn't enough room for parking, so people parked everywhere, and neighbors complained.
那时候大家就开始祷告。
And so everyone prayed.
哪里找会堂
？Where can we find a chapel？
哪里要找一个分社地方的地方
？Where can we branch out to？
本来想要找 Surrey。
At first we want to find in Surrey。
Surrey 地方也没有在卖啊。
But there was nothing in Surrey。
后来一个弟兄，他的一个亲戚听说他们那个教会要卖。
And then a brother's relative heard that their church might be selling。
哇，那么就联络了。
And so they connected。
哇，说要卖给你们了，可以啊。
And they said, okay, well, we can sell it to you。
还卖给我们比较便宜的价格。
And we'll sell it to you for a cheaper price。
好像是345万就卖给我们。
And it seems like it was at 3.4 million。
如果放在市场上卖，可以400,000-500,000。
But if they put it on the market, it could have been 4 to 5 million.
但是他们也不想卖给建筑商，因为卖给建筑商就把整个打掉，就变成 townhouse， 他们也不舍得。
But they also didn't want to sell to developers because developers would just knock it down to build townhouses.
我们说好，我们买。
And so they said quickly, sure, we'll buy.
但是中间遇到很多困难。
But then they encountered many difficulties.
拖了很久。
And it delayed.
那个卖家都生气了，说你们搞了那么久都不签啊，那就算了，你们不要买了，我卖给别人。
And so the seller became frustrated and said, well, fine, if you don't want to buy it, then I'll sell it to someone else.
因为我们拖了差不多一年。
Because we dragged on for almost a year.
都没有跟他签确定。
And we never signed a contract with them.
因为中间有一个托儿所啊，不肯搬走啊。Daycare 不肯搬走。
Because there was a daycare there that would not move.
所以因为这个事情，差不多这个 deal 就没有了。
And so because of this, this deal almost fell through.
但是大家拼命祷告。
But everyone prayed.
神啊，这个地方看起来那么好，但是现在我们又遇到一个解决不了的问题。
Lord, this place looks good, but we've encountered an issue we cannot resolve.
那时候大家只是祷告啊，迫切祷告，禁食祷告啊。
And so everyone prayed earnestly. They fasted and prayed.
哇，神在神真的是没有难成的事。
And there's nothing too difficult.
后来神就帮助了。
And so God helped.
让那个托儿所愿意卖给我们。
So that the seller was willing to sell to us.
那个托儿所那个
daycare。Oh, the daycare.
我们给他钱，他就搬走了。
And that if we paid them, they would move.
那这个 deal 就可以又复活了。
And this deal was revived.
本来这个 deal 是要已经给客家教会要买走，客家教会已经谈好了，客家教会要买了。
And so they had already discussed with another church that was going to buy this property.
但是后来又回到真耶稣教会。
But somehow it came back to us.
这个就是在神没有难成的事。
And so in God, nothing is too hard.
所以疫情之中间就用来装修。
And during the pandemic, they renovated.
去年就献堂。
And last year, they dedicated.
当献堂那一天呢，大家都觉得说这个靠人真的是不可能。
And on the day of dedication, everyone felt that if it was on man's power, this was impossible.
但是神要给你就很简单的。
But if God wants to give it to you, then it is easy.
但是还是要靠神祷告。
But we have to rely on God. We have to pray.
这个就是为了荣耀神的名而做。
So that we can glorify the Lord.
不是靠人，是靠神。
That is not based on man, it's based on God.
那今天我们人生当中或者教会圣工有什么遇到是困难的呢？
So today in our lives in church, what things have we encountered?
在神有难成的事吗？
Is anything too hard for God?
我们来，
Please be seated.
请回到我的 slide computer 上面，我的 slide. 这个本拿比教会刚刚忘记讲。
So I forgot to mention at Burnaby Church.
那时候买的时候是345万。
That when they purchased, they wanted to purchase for 3.4 million.
然后呢，还要预计要花50万来装修。
And they planned for another 500,000 for renovations.
还用差不多30万把那个 daycare 买下来。
And another 300,000 to buy the daycare.
所以总共其实花了400多万，430万左右。
And so in total it was 4.3 million.
买的时候的建堂基金大概只有160多万而已。
And
when 不到200万，150万左右。
Wanted to purchase, they only had about 1.6 million.
大概就只有三分之一的钱。
So only a third of the money.
但是很奇妙，弟兄姐妹同心，福子人也很同心，弟兄姐妹也很同心。
But surprisingly, when the members were in harmony and the council was united.
那也筹了很多，世界各地的弟兄姐妹都帮忙，包括艾门顿，我相信那时候也有帮忙。
And so members and churches came across from all across the world came to help, including Edmonton Church.
信徒有捐钱的，也有借钱给教会。
And members, they donated and they also loaned the church money.
也向银行借了150多万。
And they also borrowed from the bank 1.5 million.
但是很奇妙哦。
But surprisingly.
去年我走之前呢，他们说那个贷款都还好了，都没有欠款了。
That last year they announced that before I left that the debt was settled.
现在呢还做第二期的这个装修，我再把这个上面你看到这一层呢，这个会堂旁边的上面把它 partition 做了5-6个教室，很漂亮，还有洗澡的地方就是有做一些 renovation 啊。
And so they're now on to the second phase where they're renovating the upper floor for some more classrooms and showers.
如果那个时候没买到了，现在可能旧的同样的会堂不包装修，可能都500-600万。
That if they hadn't bought
疫情之后了
If they hadn't bought it, then the same chapel it would have cost $500,000 or $600,000 to renovate.
The chapel itself may cost $5 to $6 million, right?
Oh, sorry, the chapel itself might cost $5 to $6 million.
但是日神帮助啊，现在都还清，没有债了，还有钱剩，还可以做装修。
But thank the Lord that this debt has now been paid back, and we're now able to even do some renovations.
还有大家买的时候想说，哇，这个会堂那么大，分设一半，可能要很久才会坐满。
And everyone thought that, oh, this chapel is so big that if we split in two, it will take a long time to fill up.
结果很奇妙，我搬了去之后就很多慕道者啦，新搬来的啦，还有这个区域附近有很多华人啊，他们都来慕道。
But surprisingly, after they branched out, then a lot of immigrants came, and there were a lot of new truth seekers, and there were a lot of Asians in the community that came to see.
所以这个会堂现在差不多做80%满。
And so now this chapel is about 80% filled.
如果小孩子宗教教育没有宗教教育下来的话，差不多会90%满。
And if the RE class, the children come down, then it's about 90%.
那这个吃饭的地方也安息日也差不多没位置，开始要包围了。
And it's getting back to the part where you have to
要抢位了。
Book your spot for the dining hall.
这个照片是没有装修之前的了，买的时候了，现在更漂亮，下次给你们看。
And so these pictures, they were right after they purchased, before they did any renovations.
所以现在又讲了，那是不是我们往外面再扩充了？
And so now they are considering, should we branch out a third time?
可能这次是在买在 land 里了，那边以后年轻人都在买房子，买在那一边。
Maybe we should buy it in land 里 because that's where all these youths are heading.
所以靠人是，在人是不能的，在神呢，凡事都能。
So according to man, this is impossible, but for God, all things are possible.